I've got news for you. I've got breaking news for you. Gender liberation. The harmful effects of raising children gender neutral. You probably didn't realize this. You just were uninformed. You didn't realize that God made children either males or females. You thought that there was a third category, a gender neutral category, that they came out of the womb either male or female or gender neutral. Numerous stories have emerged recently about parents who have chosen to raise their children as gender neutral. The parents have received widespread criticism, with many questioning whether they have political motive and are just using their children to enforce their own agendas. What is going on? What is going on? What do these parents not understand? God gives them either a male or God gives them either a female. There is no gender neutral child. This is unbelievable. I can't even believe that I'm reading this article posted Tuesday, January 31st at the Christian Post. We're dealing with parents who do their very best to keep the gender of their child away from anyone. Congratulations, we had not a boy, not a girl, we had an it, Beck Laxton and Cooper kept the gender of their son, Sasha, a secret to the public for the first 5 years of his life. Who are these people? Where do they come from? Who develops these kind of world views? I wanted to avoid all this stereotyping, said the mother, Laxton, to the UK-based Cambridge News. Stereotypes seem fundamentally stupid. Why would you want to slot people in boxes? You know what boxes we're talking about, the box of male or the box of female? You know that box that produced you, because the reason you were able to have that child is because there was a male who recognized he was a female, a male, and there was a female who recognized she was a female, and together they had a child. I'm so glad that they recognize what box God put them in. Sasha's gender-neutral story is similar to that of the Canadian couple, Kathy and David, who also decided to keep the gender of their baby a secret. The couple explained that they hoped their actions would make the world a more progressive place. Wow. This is what it comes down to. The world will be a better place if I don't recognize I'm a male and others don't recognize their males, and those that are not males recognize their females. Do we not understand that this is necessary for a society? Then the article goes on to talk about a mother who came to her senses and recognized that eventually they were going to have to deal with the fact that God gave them a boy. Now, of course, God is not mentioned anywhere in this article. We're dealing with progressives who completely eliminate the idea that God created them. Candy told the Daily Mail, "You may assume from all this that I'd be in favor of what I've termed gender-neutral parenting, raising a child as neither boy nor girl, but giving it free rein to express itself in whatever way he or she chooses." Well, eventually we've got to go to those male or female pronouns. We tried it in the sentence, itself, but eventually in the end we had to recognize that yes, either you are a male or you are a female. I mean, it just doesn't work. That's my point in dissecting the sentence. However, she said that it is not the case. "I know from my own experience that some children do not conform to the conventional behaviors expected of their gender anyway, But I know also that there came a time when I had to put a stop to my boy's girlish instincts. I knew it was my duty as a parent to make it stop for reasons I will come to later. Wow, wow. She came to her senses. She recognized that God gave her a boy, and it was her job as a mother to teach that boy to be a boy. Glory, hallelujah. It's hard to imagine that we're even reporting about this, but I am, because you need to recognize as a Christian what kind of world you're living in. You have a responsibility as a parent to raise your son to be a man and to raise your daughter to be a lady. That's your job. That's your God-given job. And if you're not doing that, you will answer to God for your sin. You say, are you some old-fashioned sexist pig? No. No, no, no. I'm a follower of the Word of God. Adam, Eve. God created Adam. God created Eve. Both male and then female. God created both of them. Different. Only two genders. Candy sought the help of parenting books to answer some of her questions. Referring to her reading, she said, apparently all children need to belong. Wow. Wow. I'm glad that she found some psychiatrist that could give her the answers she needs. Apparently, all children need to belong. They crave positive recognition as they develop between the ages of 3 and 7. They seek the approval of their peer group to make them feel secure so they can develop it with confidence. Henry's peer group at times was his two older sisters. On Henry's 5th birthday, after he had begun school, Candy and her husband decided that it was time to put away the dresses away. One day they packed away the tutus and said, from now on, you need to wear boys' clothes and sleep in boys' pajamas. It's amazing. It's amazing. I pray that this young man does not move into homosexuality, because for 5 years, their parents confused the little boy to pieces during the most important days of development. She says, and I quote, allowing my son to continue down his feminine path would only incur ridicule and hurt. Let me say to all parents everywhere that will listen to this, and all that will forward it, and all that may consider posting a note in their Facebook or something, let's consider this. If you see your son going down an effeminate path, it is your God-given responsibility to put the brakes to that path. If you see them liking pink, if you see them looking feminine, wearing feminine things, having a feminine tendency, moving their wrist in feminine wares. Now, wait a minute. I know. There's occasionally men who wear pink shirts. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I don't go to the extreme right now. But you know the difference. Dads, you know the difference. You know the way a wrist can be flicked. You know a little tendency to talk in a somewhat feminine way. You know a leg movement, you know a wrist movement, you know exactly what I'm talking about, men. If you see that happening to your boy, to your teenager, put the brakes on that. Sit down and have a man-to-man conversation and say, God made you to be a man. Now be a man. Likewise, moms, dads, if you see your daughter becoming butch, put a stop to it. Again, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. If God's given your daughter athletic abilities and she is a player and she is an athlete, I am not saying you put a brakes on that. That's not what I mean. But there ought to be a time where she steps up and she is a woman and she looks like a woman, acts like a woman, dresses like a woman, and you can see this is a woman. No gender neutrality. No cross-dressing, no confusion on gender. God's plan for all that he creates, either to be a male or to be a female. Nothing in between. No confusion in this area. Raise him to be a boy, raise him to be a girl. That's God's plan. It began with Adam and Eve, and it has continued throughout society. And the Bible is replete with criticism concerning a failure to act according to the way God made us. I want to encourage you parents, Christian parents, to be super aware and sensitive of the gender neutral movement that is seeking to influence and confuse your child. This article reminds us unequivocally that from the moment the child comes out of the womb, we are to raise them according to their gender. And that's God's plan. Anything less, anything other than that, is sin. Suggesting that a child should choose their own gender is very harmful. What we need to be teaching children is that God made you a male, now act like a man. God made you a female, now be the female that God has made you to the glory of God. Thanks for listening.